The New South Wales government's plan to raise the height of Warragamba Dam west of Sydney is going to be formally scrutinised now by the World Heritage Committee. At a meeting in Azerbaijan, the committee passed a motion asking the state government of New South Wales to submit its environmental impact statement on the new dam for technical assessment by international heritage experts. The plan to raise the dam wall could flood thousands of hectares of the Blue Mountains World Heritage Area, and the committee has told Australia that new dam proposals are incompatible with World Heritage values and status. Bob Debus was the New South Wales Environment Minister when the Blue Mountains was put on the World Heritage List 20 years ago. He's speaking from Azerbaijan with Greg Borschmann.
The committee responsible for the administration of the World Heritage Convention is really saying we're not happy. We're not happy at all. And they've gone on to insist that Australia provides the environmental impact statement still in preparation by the state and then to be given to the Commonwealth, that that environmental impact statement must be given to the World Heritage Centre for review before any final decisions regarding the project are taken. In other words, the World Heritage Committee has placed a caveat on this proposal of the New South Wales government.
Bob Debus, you were New South Wales Environment Minister at the time that this property was nominated 20 years ago. You know that area proposed for flooding well. What did you tell the committee?
I myself have pointed out to many people here that from my observation, there is as yet no convincing evidence that the New South Wales government regards this question of outstanding universal value as anything much more than an irritating afterthought.
You know the nuances of the World Heritage Committee processes. What was the mood of the meeting of the committee? Was there any sense of surprise or exasperation that an Australian state would be seriously considering flooding a World Heritage area?
Well, I think it's fair to say that plenty of individuals around the meeting have looked a bit quizzical when they've understood what's going on. I've taken some comfort from the fact that the Australian government and its delegation here in Azerbaijan has accepted the motion. In other words, they've agreed that it's a reasonable process and therefore implicitly agreed that maybe things are not all they ought to be at the moment.
In that sense, does this decision effectively lock the Commonwealth into playing more of a tough environmental cop protecting the World Heritage values in this area?
Well, I hope it does. Fact is that there will be tremendous discretion in the federal minister, whatever happens. But we now have a situation in which there's a very clear-cut position being expressed by the international community. And as I actually said in a short address to the World Heritage Committee this morning, Australia has vigorously supported World Heritage since it was invented, since the convention was first established in 1972. Australia is a very rich country. So our failure to protect World Heritage values in the Blue Mountains would be a lot more than an isolated misfortune. It would actually amount to a fundamental attack on the World Heritage Convention itself.
The New South Wales government is preparing an environmental impact statement on the proposed raising of the dam wall by 14 metres. How does this decision affect that process?
Well, that environmental impact statement passed on to the Commonwealth is now going to be passed to the World Heritage Committee for assessment. So the New South Wales government has to understand that people who are serious about World Heritage, something that cannot be said about the New South Wales government so far, are going to be looking at this and passing an opinion. The New South Wales government is about to be exposed to the Court of International Opinion on a very important conservation matter.
And how much does the decision lock in the New South Wales government into seriously looking at alternatives? You told the committee that the New South Wales government had shown little interest in rigorous assessment of alternative strategies both for flood mitigation or water supply.
Everything that I understand about the process so far justifies my assertion that there is not a serious concern with assessing alternative strategies to the one proposed. It's clear that there are a whole variety of strategies that might be adopted, both in respect to planning for urban development on the one hand and in respect of planning for flood control on the other. I have every impression that the New South Wales government has been proceeding doggedly with a proposal to raise the dam wall and to put a lot more houses on the floodplain, no matter what.
But does this decision, does this motion effectively force the New South Wales government to consider those alternatives?
This motion does not remove the sovereign right of Australia to do what it wants. But this decision, accepted by the federal government, means the New South Wales government will have, in the end, to submit or agree to the submission of its environmental impact statement for assessment by the world body responsible for World Heritage. So there is enormous moral pressure on the New South Wales government at the very least. That ought to be enough.
Do you get any sense that the Commonwealth has already made up its mind that it will block any plans by New South Wales to raise the dam wall?
Well, it's too soon to say because the Commonwealth has not yet received the New South Wales proposal. But the Commonwealth clearly does care about its status at the World Heritage Committee. It cares about its reputation in the world. And I can only think that it's going to take a pretty strong look at what the New South Wales government is proposing.
That's Bob Debus, former Labor New South Wales Environment Minister, speaking with Greg Borschmann.